going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'll tell you this much. I haven't agreed with a lot of what Kyle Dubas has said and done in Pittsburgh. Not a lot of it. In fact, a lot of times I don't know what the hell he is saying. Preaching things like urgency and patience in the same sentence. But what he said here that you retweeted, Bob, is exactly what we've been saying. Or maybe it was Cassidy Wood who tweeted this out with your name attached. Dubas said this, and he's speaking right now. Penguins' Mike Sullivan have parted ways. Two things can be true. Someone can be a great head coach and move on to be a great head coach on their next stop, but it's also time for change here. Amen. Bingo, Bob. That is a true statement.
Yeah, he said it was on them. Mutual is the word we heard this morning, but mutual can be interpreted in a lot of different ways. But based on what he's saying here is he's felt this way since the middle of the season.
So I'm glad that he's taking ownership for this because that was clear in their statement that this was the Penguins' decision, which would be not a mutual parting, by the way. However, in the end, I also fully believe Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson's reporting that Sullivan approached them with a non-negotiable list of demands. By the way, both can be true. It sounds like your theory, Bob, is right on the mark, that both sides may have been looking to get out of this, and maybe they both did show up one day, and it was like, it's like the breakup talk, except both sides were thinking, should I just say, no, it's not about you? You know, I don't want to see other people, but it's time. Mm-hmm. And the other person's thinking it too. Maybe that was it.
Yeah. I mean, the opportunities came up. There are a lot of openings right now, and Mike Sullivan's name's out there. It's been out there before, but they've never moved forward like this. And so maybe it just came time, and he sensed the opportunity. So if there was a list of non-negotiable things that would have forced and made it more, obvious for Kyle Dubas to say, oh, okay, yeah, no, we're not doing that, so maybe this is the time. So whatever led to this, it's a decision that probably was overdue to make, and now they're going to have to figure out who's next. And just listening to what he was just saying about who's next, I get the feeling this is going to be someone who is either in the minors at someone else's organization or a college coach who's had a lot of success.
He said even a junior coach would be looked at, and he said he would cast a wide net. Again, the
by the way, he said the decision won't be made until June.
June.
That was his words, yeah.
Again, the message is mixed, as it always is, at least the way I hear it from Dubas, where he's going to continue to maximize the careers of the veteran core players. Continuing to maximize, he hasn't maximized one bit of it. They've failed to make the playoffs in his 2 years here. In spite of him, the minute he got here, throwing around money like the Los Angeles Dodgers, continuing to maximize, they've minimized the ends of those careers and also developing younger players. That's the danger here, Bob. is he continues to try to walk.
He's walking the fence
still. An unwalkable line. Not unwalkable, but very few walk it adeptly.
And that's the problem here. They're still trying to do both. It's hard to do both. When you do that, you find yourself kind of, you know, doing a situation over and over. Just you're in the deep end, and you're just trying to stay afloat. And that's what it sounds like. So, and again, that's when you have contracts that are, dictated with no trade language. When you have no trade language, you leave yourself in a very difficult position. So
we were told by many who cover the Penguins this wouldn't happen. It's happened. And it seems to me that some of the same people who told us this was off the table are now telling us that Mike Sullivan didn't approach the Penguins with a non-negotiable list. So
right.
I think I'll go with Crowley and Dickerson on that. I don't care if Dubas and Sullivan were friends. I don't care about the nature of that relationship. Clearly, they didn't see eye to eye on the team, and that's the only thing that matters. Clearly, there was friction last year, as was reported nationally, on the direction of the team that everybody poo-pooed around here and that I believed last year and I believe this year, and now there's a parting of the ways. Tyler Kennedy is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Tyler, your initial reaction to the fact that Mike Sullivan no longer coaches the Penguins?
I'm a little surprised. You know, I just thought we'd probably have a little bit more of an inkling at the end of the year of Kyle Dubas, what he would have said, like, hey, we got some decisions to make even on the coaching staff. He never said anything about that. And you automatically, for me, I always thought Sully was going to come back. Like, there was a lot of time this year that I thought were good times to get rid of Mike Sullivan, but I think he probably kept them on out of respect. And how I think it went down was after the year, it probably takes about a week and a half to go through all the players and then all the pigeons, which are third and fourth line guys, they get meetings with the GM and coach. And then what happens, the big dogs roll in, like the Crosbys, like the Malkins. They have their meetings, probably one a day. And then after that, then they start going through the coaching staff. What's the next what do we need to talk with these guys about development, where the team is at? And Mike Sullivan probably went home for probably 2.5 weeks. And Dubas said, I want you to go home and I want you to take a good deep look in the mirror and see if you still wanted to coach this team. He give him time to make his decision on if he still wanted to tackle this mountain, because this is a mountain to get these guys back into a position where they're going to make the playoffs. That's the thing. And Sullivan, yes, he's had a great career. He's a great coach. And maybe he thinks this is beneath him and he doesn't want to go through the headache of going through the ups and downs of a team that's in a rebuild. That's the first time when you watch the interview today, that's the first time I heard Kyle Dubas talk about a rebuild. He said he's not sure if he wants to do the rebuild, which is interesting. And when Mike Sullivan went back to Boston, I think his agent's calling him and saying, hey, these are four or five teams that will take you the next day if you ever decide to walk away from the Pittsburgh Penguins. And I think Sully's looking going, let's just go with the New York Rangers. What has a better chance of making the playoffs next year? The New York Rangers, getting them on track, or the Pittsburgh Penguins? And I think it's a little bit easier track to get the New York Rangers and a little bit easier pathway for him to get them going. So I think Kyle and Sully had a sit down, and I think Sully said, I'm going to coach this team how I want. You need to bring me in players that are going to make me get into the playoffs. And I think Kyle Dubas said, we are going to take our time and we're going to stick to the plan. We are not going to just keep buying and overpriced players to maybe make the playoffs. Kyle Dubas has a plan in his head, and he's not going to let a guy like Mike Sullivan change his mind. And I think that's where things went sideways, and that's where they parted ways. Because I think when you think of decisions and all that, I think Kyle Dubas has a lot to say with how guys are played, who's in the lineup, who's on the power play stuff. Like, I think he has input. And I think when you win a Stanley Cup as a coach, I think you think you're bigger than the GM. I think you're like, no, I already won a cup. You haven't. I'm going to do it my way. And that's where things go sideways. Right. And I think that's what happened this year. And then when Kyle Dubas saw things going sideways, right, Journier, like he said, he had a couple times Journier where he was like, might be time. That's when Mike Sullivan said, I'm going to do things my way. And if you don't like it, you know how to get rid of me.
Bob,
you know, and
no, go ahead, Tyler.
I was going to say this to Tyler. It seemed like Kyle Dubas intimated that the way Mike Sullivan coached, his coaching style, did not still match up with the people that he has, or at least the way they think it should be played.
Right.
So there seems to be a philosophical breakdown there as well, that Sullivan wanted to play the way he was playing, the way he's always preached, and maybe the personnel didn't line up with it.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and I think when you look at the team, this happened to Dan Bylsma too. Like, you ride the guys that you win with, right? Because you believe they can still win. You ride the guys that are veteran guys because you respect them a little bit more than a young player coming in. And there's just two different philosophies. Like, Kyle Dubas has a 4 or 5 year plan where next year is not going to be a great year for the Penguins either. It's going to be a dark year, but he's going to start getting the Koivunens, the McGroartys, those guys in the lineup and giving them an opportunity to succeed or fail to see what they have. And I think Mike Sullivan was, I agree with you there, but I am not going to take guys off the power play that have won with me before. And I think that's where the friction is. And again, boys, we both know Mike Sullivan's already got something lined up. I think he's had something lined up for a little bit here, and I think he knows he's a good coach. He's a confident coach. But this is something, you know, some of us were kind of talking about when Kyle Dubas was hired as a GM. When's he going to bring his guy in? Because when he brings his guy in, what it does is it puts way more pressure on Kyle Dubas. Right now, there's pressure on Mike Sullivan and Kyle Dubas. When you bring your guy in to coach this team as a GM, when things go sideways, it's not the coach anymore. It goes on the GM. And this is Kyle Dubas just put a lot more pressure on himself because now he's got to find the right guy, and we have to believe he's going to find the right guy to turn this ship into a playoff team fairly quickly, in my opinion. Because again, if he's still talking about those veteran guys, getting them into playoffs, I'm not sure how many years those core guys have left.
Yeah, I'm confused perpetually on Dubas's messaging. It's we're going to go with young guys, except we're going to try to continue to maximize the old guys' careers. Anyway, there's been an unbelievable development here.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Bob and Tyler and Limits. Brooke Pryor from ESPN covers the Steelers. Says the Steelers have removed Mike Sullivan's bio from their website, Mike Sullivan being the former quarterback coach and senior offensive assistant. She says, I'm not sure when it happened, but it appears that he's no longer employed by the team. So the number of pro coaches in Pittsburgh named Mike Sullivan is down to zero, Bob. I can't believe that happened today.
Bad to be Mike Sullivan today.
What is Mike Sullivan? Anti-Mike Sullivan?
If you're someone driving around Western Pennsylvania by the name of Mike Sullivan, you better just go home and just sit in the backyard.
That is unbelievable.
Where do you guys think Mike Sullivan's going? Where do you guys think Mike Sullivan's going?
I was just going to ask you, Bob.
Well, I mean, there are going to be a number of choices here. I think the Rangers may be the leading candidate. I think Boston's a candidate. I think Vancouver, knowing the Rutherford, I'm not sure how they parted, but I know they had a good relationship here to start when they were in Pittsburgh, could be there if Rick Tocchet decides to move on. And I would also not rule out the Edmonton Oilers if they part way with their head coach if they don't win in the first round of the playoffs.
That's a great call. Let me phrase the question this for both of you guys. That's a great call, Bob.
Because they're due. They haven't done it. They got there late last year, but all the way to the finals.
Where do you think he'll go, and where would you go if you were him? Where do you think he'll go, and where would you go if you were him? We have Rangers. We have his old team, the Bruins, where he's from. Blackhawks, where he coached before he came to Pittsburgh, or at least he was a consultant there. Flyers, Ducks, Kraken, Vegas, maybe Edmonton. Where do you think he goes, Tyler, and where would you go?
Wow, that's like, I think where I think he's going to go is either Boston or New York. I think New York has got the team that just needs a guy like Mike Sullivan to become a championship team. And when you think of the connection, the Jury, their GM Jury, right, was the Four Nations guy, and Mike Sullivan was the head coach. You don't think they were talking at the Four Nations about the future? That's a one big one. And then another one, it's always nice to play in your hometown. I just think him coaching in his hometown and being the guy coming back and staying in his own house and all that stuff is huge. But when I look at the roster of the Boston Bruins, I think Mike Sullivan sees that. I just think he knows they're not going to be a playoff team for a while. And so I think he's going to New York Rangers. If I was him, I'd go to the Mighty Ducks so I can live in Newport Beach making $9 million a year, boys.
I'll tell you this much.
Money will dictate a lot of this, by
sure
the way. We
will.
Can talk about all these different matchups, but money. It's always that way.
If the Edmonton Oilers, right now, if I'm Chris Knobloch, by the way, I'm not feeling good, Bob, because you just raised that issue. And even though that guy has done a decent job this year, if I'm him, I'm nervous. And if I lose in the first round, which is still very possible with that team, in fact, if I don't reach the finals again, if I'm Mike Sullivan, I go wherever Connor McDavid is.
And Leon Draisaitl, they have top-end talent again there.
Yes.
So, that's just interesting.
Younger, too.
But they came back and won a big game last night. They may win this series.
They did. So if not there, where, Bob? Where would you go? I think I'd
go. You mentioned Seattle. Does he have a relationship with Ron Francis? I imagine they do.
I don't know.
I think all those guys do.
Yeah, so there are a number of possibilities.
I think all the GMs do. Sorry, Bob.
It's nice. If you're Mike Sullivan, it's nice to know you have all these choices. And this was maybe the right time that he sensed it as well. So.
And great for him. He's a good coach, Tyler. He just wasn't the right coach here anymore. I agree with Dubas.
Yeah, again, I just think it's like when a new voice comes in, especially a guy who's trying to prove himself, if Genny Malkin's not back-checking, he's sitting the bench. He's got a different voice, and he has to uphold a standard, a new standard. And after a long time, some of the standards slips, and especially with the veteran guys. So I just think, again, like they need a new voice. And when you get a guy, I think he should go after either a college coach or an AHL coach, because I think they need a guy who wants to prove himself and will do anything to prove himself. You know, when you think of Dan Bylsma that came up, like he set the tone. When I was in the dressing room, he set the tone with our top guys because he knew he only had 3 months to make an impact, or else they were finding another coach. So I think they need a guy that's going to make a big impact. And when you think of the Vancouver Canucks, if they let go of Rick Tocchet, that would be a very interesting.
Yeah, there's a number. Play. Yeah, there are a number of veteran guys and younger guys, some we might not even know about. Tyler, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
All right, TK.
Boys, you look way better on Monday than Thursday. You guys are dressed for nice.
I disagree with that. I need some, you know, this is not, I have makeup at TV. I don't have any of it here.
I need a makeup TK. Artist. Yes, very much so.
Well, I'm going to go practice golf, boys.
Thank you very much for that nice reminder.
See you, buddy. I'm going to play golf today too, Bob. I guess you're the only one not playing.
Although I'm going to be doing golf stuff, I have to leave to do a nice interview with some people at Oakmont, given the U.S. Open coming up. So we're starting a lot of preparation for that.
Do you get to hit on the range while you're there?
No, this is just work.
Do a little bit of it, Bob. A couple of shots on the range.
I may putt.
At least putt.
Yeah.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Call in now to win two tickets to see AC/DC when the Pretty Reckless Tour comes to Acrisure Stadium on Thursday, May 8th. Caller number 3 at 412-928-9370. Let's hear a little bit from Kyle Dubas. Lots of people pushing back on the Crowley-Dickerson report. Crowley told me an impeccable source that Mike Tomlin went to the Penguins with a list of non-negotiable demands. And the more I see the pushback from the Penguins and others, the more I believed it anyway, the more I believe that report. Just remember, a lot of the people pushing back are the same ones who told you that without a doubt Mike Sullivan was coming back next year. Right?
Yeah, that was a popular take.
So keep that in mind. Keep in mind that last year, people around here laughed at the idea that Dubas and Sullivan were having different visions of what was to come here, and there was some friction. And then keep in mind that when Arthur Staple, who we had on at the beginning of the show today, and others said, hey, the Rangers would like Mike Sullivan. Oh, he's crazy. They're crazy. Everything's crazy, except what the Penguins say. Mike Sullivan staying for sure.
I can't get over the Mike Sullivan on the football side of it. It's also not there.
That's almost miraculous on the same day.
Maybe they were one and the same person. Maybe in the offseason, Mike Sullivan, became Mike Sullivan, the quarterback coach.
Is Bob right about this?
How about that?
They were the same Mike Sullivan.
Talk about a Swiss Army knife. You think Travis Hunter can play corner and wide receiver? What can Mike Sullivan do for you?
I just can't believe that. That Brooke Pryor of ESPN noticed that. Like, the Steelers didn't make any announcement. Maybe there's something we don't know, like a weird omission. But she noticed that Mike Sullivan, the offensive consultant, former quarterback coach, not in the team's bio anymore, Bob. What a horrible day. Well, actually, it's not a horrible day for Mike Sullivan, the hockey coach. It's a great...
For him, he's going to have whatever he wants laid out for him. Plus, I guarantee he'll be the highest paid coach in hockey.
Arthur Staple said it well. It's a great day to be Mike Sullivan. Plus, he's out of this now.
Yeah, if you just have the name and you're riding around there, I'm sure there are Mike Sullivans in Pittsburgh. This may not be a good day for you.
No.
Foreboding a little bit.
Mike Sullivan's everywhere. Beware. Yeah, man, he can go where... You mentioned Edmonton. That was a great call, Bob.
Edmonton, only because the expectations are so high there.
Of course. If they lose in the first or second round, that guy's probably done.
Wouldn't you want to be in that team if you're Mike Sullivan? If you're going to go to and you're going to get 5 years contract, right? You're going to get a lot of money in this. And the question is, does he want to live there? I don't know that. That's another part of this, too. It comes to family decisions also. Maybe there are ties to Boston that'll make that the right way for him. I don't know.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network.
Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.